Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/23/2021. And I'll tell you what, you can't trust your postman anymore, can ya? Looks like the United States Postal Inspection Service. They're going deep into your social posts on your social media, you know. And I'll tell you what, this is traditionally one of the jobs that the post office is supposed to perform under martial law executive orders. They're depending on the post office to give names up and to monitor people and all of the stuff and where you're at, your location, the whole nine yards. So I'm going to tell you this. If you're going to be up on Facebook and Twitter Bird and all this stuff and your Instagram, all of it, why don't you just get off of it? You know, use your email. Make them work for a living. You know, don't post your stuff out there immediately for that. Make them go individually in your stuff. Another thing, all the people that send the emails where there's 175 of them on the front end and all that, why don't you make them blind carbon copy instead of carbon copy? Make them BCC. Don't give up your whole scenario. Just make it harder for them to do. They own the cloud. They have all of this stuff, okay? But quit filling in your own dossier. Quit doing it on a daily basis. Quit running to your little circle, your little deal, and giving up all the information on your social media. They're watching all of it. They're filtering all of it. Now, the AI can look at the whole schlemiel, but make them go individually to every single account instead of just going to your Zuckerberg land or your Tweetbird land, you see? And I'm going to tell you something. This stuff is going to get wilder and wilder, and it's going to get more, it's just going to get worse and worse until Lord Jesus comes back. Now, apparently the Russians have what I would call, and this is just a vernacular, I would say that they gave one of the last liberties to some of their forces to go back to their bases, in some case some of the ships. Well, their ships go back to Crimea, okay? They're not leaving the area. And then some of their troops are leaving the tanks, the vehicles, all of the stuff in place with people to protect them. And they're sending certain people back probably for what I'll call the last liberty or the last leave before the war starts. It also acts as sort of a situation in the Ukraine where it suckers Ukraine to maybe want to step on in and try to take it because, oh boy, the Russian troops have left. But most of them are just right over the border somewhere. They're not exactly, you know, all the way back 10,000 miles away or 1,000 miles away, something like that. They can get back to where they need to be in, you know, in an hour or two or three, all right? So they've already got still troops on the border. They already have their operational equipment there, their tanks or different things. They already have their air cap up. They already have ships and everything there and amphibious areas. All they did was send some people back home for maybe the last weekend or whatever, you know, before the war. And then it creates a vacuum to where bold Joe Biden, you know, types, old Joe Biden, you know, red shadow Joe, you know, can just step right in. The Russians did this before, what, Georgia and other places. It's a tactic. It is a scenario that allows for a slight back off to allow maybe to sucker somebody in, and then the minute you do, you smack attack them, all right? So I would tell you that we're at a scenario where I think We still can see anything at any time coming. It's wars and rumors of war. Wars and rumors of war. And it's not over yet, just as Jesus said, okay? But it's going to get so bad that you ain't going to believe it, all right? And let's go and look on the other side of the coin into the Luke 21 amplification of this. Because that, you see, is one of the more interesting portions of it. Because now, after the nation shall rise against nation. Okay. Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Yo! Go ye not there, and therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts and meditate before what ye shall answer, and not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in the Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereunto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know, ladies and gentlemen, let me just finish this out. Verily, verily, and it's 32 verse on Luke 21. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. So he's telling you to be aware and to not be, well, let's just read it again. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. It's going to come like real quick and out of the blue, you see, like a snare. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, I'll tell you, I want to see that. I'd love to see that. But the fact is that if you already have Lord Jesus as your Savior, you know that if you were to die, you would see everlasting, life in heaven. You see, what's important is your relationship with our Father in heaven and His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. This is John 14. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. To all those people who are scared, okay, let me just tell you something. He says, I will not leave you comfortless, and I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. All that day ye shall know, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Well, that's good to know, ladies and gentlemen. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see the Lord Jesus manifest himself to you? Then go to John 14 and read it, and if you don't understand it, ask for guidance from the Lord himself. And in Matthew 24, it's just one thing after the other, but I'm going to emphasize this. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen, where it's not the time to get caught watching the paint dry, so to speak. When your own post office is covertly surveilling your media posts on social media, then that is, you know, basically a tyranny. All right, that is starting to take shape and to encircle you. And while you can, let's talk about the Second Amendment. Oh, they're not going to ban the guns just yet. You're just going to have a background check every time you buy ammunition. Background check to purchase ammo. They expect the bill to pass, I think, in the House. They're passing, it seems like, everything they want to pass. And I'll tell you what, they'll do the things like the vaccine passports. All of the different things. And that's another deal about these vaccines. I'm starting to hear all kind of anecdotal evidence, you know, people saying, hey, I went to this place, you know, with my family, and they've all had the vaccines, but my kids and I went there and we're around them, and then all of a sudden we started to get sick. Well, this vaccine shedding is getting to be a question mark. You see, a big question mark, whether or not you even want to be around somebody who's shedding vaccine. And perhaps they need to be separated, as I was watching Cliff Hyes, the old WebBot guy's podcast the other day, his little video. And he's getting all kind of information, and others are too, about all of the possibility of infertility involved with this vaccine. This is the destruction, perhaps, of mankind. And then you don't have to have the vax, apparently. If you're around people that are shedding, then you maybe are starting to get actually the symptoms of the COVID-19. I'll tell you what, I'm still most interested in Dr. Barody, B-O-R-O-D-Y, Dr. Barody out of Australia. He used to work at Mayo Clinic in the United States. He's an excellent doctor. And he has been treating thousands of patients with ivermectin, I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N. Ivermectin. And he says treat out patients early, all right? So if you think you've got it, you know, he says that within 24 hours, that basically, or you know, you'll not have any of you'll have about 99.9% of the COVID will should be gone. The ivermectin, which is already approved for use by humans with regards to parasites and worms and certain things like that in their eyes and different stuff. It's been deemed safe, in a sense, for humans to use. So don't be off-put by that. You can also do a simple search. Use Bing or something. Don't use Google, but use another one, all right? And Bing, when you look up Bing and you look up ivermectin treatment for COVID-19, you'll get some stuff, and then you'll go down and keep going down the line. And you're going to even see that there's been government reports of effectiveness of it against it. And then if you go and look for Dr. Barody, B-O-R-O-D-Y, his treatment, he uses ivermectin, And then he uses doxycycline and zinc daily. And he does those for about 10 days. But if you think you've really got the stuff, as far as I know, the ivermectin can be taken more than once. I'm not telling you to do it, but look it up in these articles. That's what Barodi and different people are saying. There's also a doctors in Central and South America that have treated 6,000 or more people with the ivermectin successfully. I've also seen to where it could be taken with the hydroxychloroquine could be taken at the same time. But the Journal of Antiviral Research, has an article about how possibly how effective it can be. But the shedding of these viruses from the vaccine, the shedding of the vaccine, could be quite, truthfully, a possibility of the extinction of a race. They're not going to tell you that. Not going to tell you that at all. And I wondered, reading, you know, about the woe to thee would be with child or give suck during those times, you see. Isn't that interesting? Because that is not how I looked at it necessarily, but it could be tying in with the fact that it seems to be that there is a large number of women who are having miscarriages after taking it, or who are being around people who have it, they're miscarrying, and that there's potential for infertility just by being around people who have taken the virus or the vaccine. And if you take it, it may totally destroy the ability to have children. So if we have that going on, and if we have the possibility that people who have not been vaccinated, still being around those others, can the virus can shed. I did not shake hands with somebody, one of my relatives the other day, you know, one of the in-laws, because they were there. They were talking about how wonderful the vaccines are and all this. But I'm telling you, there's a change that I'm seeing also in the people who are taking the vaccine. It's like a change. They're sort of just Borg-like almost about the vaccines. So you've got a new gun control bill. We're going to have to give background checks on ammo. You already can't get ammo, and then how are you going to get it online, you see? How are you going to get it online? How are you going to do it anyway? I would suggest to you right now that we're still on track for some kind of a civil war, as Red China Joe, the destroyer of America, continues to act on behalf of the communists and the Luciferian scum to destroy America, the last bastion of any freedom on this planet. To destroy it. And they're working on it all across the board. Now, the good part is a whole lot of people still are not taking the vaccine. So they got a problem with that, although they've sure gone house to house with some of the old people, and also with the challenged children or the retarded children, forcibly vaccinating them. We with the central casting Nazi woman, the Nazi SS guard from the Sheriff Department in L.A., Brunhilde the Vax Killer, okay? And meanwhile, wars and rumors of wars. And Biden wants to start a war with Russia. Well, interestingly enough, gold and silver went back down on the little fade of some of the Russians going back on a leave, or the ships in the Black Sea going back to the Crimea, which is near the Black Sea, all right, is in the Black Sea, you see. But for just a little bit, let's see what it is right this second. Gold, 1776. There you go. 0.90. Silver, 25.97. It had been up to about 26.40. 25.97. Platinum at 12.26. Might be a good time to get some. Might be a good time to get some. Brother Steve Quayle can take care of you if you can order a large enough order. He doesn't do the small amounts, but if you have not done, and Steve would tell you this, if you've not done your basic preparations, then go ahead and get the water purification or filtration system, the Berkeys, the whatever it might be, the Katadynes, the ProPures, the whatever, and extra filters. Get the water storage containers. Get the food, the long-term storage food, or if nothing else, you go, and when you go to get your groceries, you get an extra can or two of chunky soup, and just keep them, because a can of chunky soup is a ration for one for the day, okay? You could eat that for the day, maybe with some dandelion greens or with some poke salad or whatever it might be, or any garden vegetable, or if you have, you know, pile of crackers, or you can make some bread. Because if you can get a bread thing going on a daily basis, you can have bread and a can or two of chunky soup, and that will feed several of you. It's a ration, you see. But I look at one can as the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, with its own content of water. The other soups are good, but you got to add water to them. You need to get complete meals to where you pop them out, pop them into your canteen cup, put them over the source of the fire, heat them up, and eat them up. All right? Get more food. Do you have food for you, your family, and your children and their families or grandkids, and your good neighbor or the lady who does the sewing down the street, but she doesn't have anybody else? You can still get big bags of rice or boxes of rice or whatever. You get some rice and a can of chunky soup, and boy, you got a heck of a meal. I urge you to get it. The ivermectin, according to some doctors, they've even talked about using the plunger that for is the horses, the paste that can be shot out of the plunger. But you can go read all of that. I'm not saying, Huck's not saying go to do it, but I'm giving you anecdotal information. You can go up and do that search. The search engine search, you can look up Dr. Barodi. You can look up Dr. Bernstein out of Canada. There's other doctors and other live deals where they've treated thousands and thousands and thousands of people. if nothing else, you can take vitamin D3. A lot of people say about 2,000, you know, IUs a day, 2,000 IU. You can take zinc. Zinc's a mineral. I think maybe 50, 60 milligram of that a day, plus regular vitamins and minerals, you know, multiple, a good one. And then I also will tell you that a synergistic trilogy is calcium, magnesium, and you can get these three from Nature's Made at any Walgreens, CVS, most of the grocery stores. Nature's Made, it's as good as any brand just to get one, and I'm just saying, there's one better than another, and if you know this and that, you know, but this is stuff that is fairly good, and it has a group that has inspected it for years. Nature's Made brand, you get calcium, magnesium with a little bit of zinc in it. You can get B100 complex and vitamin C, preferably with the rose hips, the natural vitamin C. And if a person took 500 milligrams of the C, took one B100 capsule, and that's about 100 milligrams of the B vitamins. You want to feel better in your mind and have less stress, then the B100 will help you. But all of that is synergistic with the calcium, magnesium, and a little bit of zinc, you see. And then say one good multiple, and then have the other stuff ready. The D3, I think you should definitely do the D3. Because it seems though that a lack of that will give you the stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. This thing ain't over, and they're not over with giving other people a new virus or popping something else out, an Ebola or a hemorrhagic fever of another type. You know, in the labs in Australia a number of years ago, I remember Steve Quayle talking about it on the old Blueprint for Survival. And I've listened to Steve just about from the beginning. And it's so wonderful that Steve made it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus, made it available for me and to give me a good reason that you should repent, seek the Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart, you see, to be your Savior. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did, and I hope that a lot of you, and many of you have told me the same thing. I said, Hawk, I'm glad you sure talked to me about the Lord Jesus, because I was really backslid. I was in bad trouble, or I never knew him, but I took the chance because you said, it's the best deal in town. What have you got to lose? I did what you said, and I cannot believe how I feel now, because the Lord is starting to wash me clean. But you better be prepared, because this thing is coming. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to get so bad, per Jesus' words. And I know there can be revival, and I know that, and I know all of that, and God can change it, and he can. But you see, what Lord Jesus is telling me, and for all these years, I was selected. I was tapped. I was came to in an awake vision by the Archangel Michael to serve the Lord Jesus and to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant secondarily, to warn the remnant of what is to come or what I'm being shown or what I see out there and how you might prepare for it. Want to keep old Hawk swinging the old sledgehammer at the Lucy's nose, popping him in the shins and hobbling the Lucy, standing in the gap with some of the others of you out there with the full armor of God on and our own body armor and PASGAT helmets and what have you, ready to fight against the evil that is coming down the pike. It's all going to Function Junction. Remember I'm telling you, it's all Function Junction. All the trains got Casey Jones at the wheel, man, running the throttle full blast and putting on loads of coal and wood, burning it up. And Casey, he ain't going to stop because Casey's on the methamphetamine and the moonshine, all right? And they're all, the trains are going at the same time to Function Junction. So let me tell you, when that hits and when that comes, and what the words of the Lord Jesus have told you about, it's going to get so bad that if the time were not shortened a bit for the elect, that there would be no flesh, there'd be nobody left alive. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. I can use the assistance. Anything can be sent, Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, silver quarters, silver dollar, silver ounce, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, platinum, whatever, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Now, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Let's pray again for the Western ranchers and farmers. As I'll tell you, there's like Lake Powell and all these freshwater lakes where the water's going to come from, the Colorado River, which feeds everybody up and down the line. All of this stuff is going low, and you can see massive shortages. Wouldn't that just fit right in, too? Wouldn't it fit right in with the Red China Joe, basically, by telling he's going to reduce all the carbon emissions, or half of them by 2030? Well, what that's going to mean is you're not going to be able to eat any beef, no red meat, probably hardly any chicken or anything either. It's going to be eating sunflower seeds and vegetables, if you can grow them or buy them or find them. Because, you know, cows create, you know, gas, you know. But the fact is that with Biden's deal, you might have one cheeseburger a year. If you're not digging that or understanding that, then I think you should look at the UK Telegraph story on it. I believe there was one. I don't know if it was in the Telegraph or the Mail. But look into the details of Biden's thing that he's talking about, and then Hound Dog Kerry says that if we even eliminated all of the carbon on the planet, the carbon emissions, that still would not be good enough. Well, when everybody was locked down last year and the factories were closed and this was this and they were arresting people for that, and if you didn't, you were out, you didn't have the right spot to go, and you weren't on your way to the grocery store or your doctor, then you were in deep trouble and you had to have your mask and this and that and the other. Couldn't go out of house. We reduced the carbon emissions 21% with the severe lockdown. How are you going to get it to 50%? What are you going to do? I guess you'll have to get robots who don't breathe, all right? And we'll start to eliminate the carbon units, all right? You start to go to the Georgia Guidestones. No more than 500 million population planet Earth in perpetuity and harmony. Shem Shalabim, huh? Yeah. That means about 7 billion got to die. 700 billion people need to die to fulfill that alleged Rosicrucian or Luciferian or Hypersonic or whatever it is. In essence, it's a Luciferian thing, you see. Because they want all of you to die, or most of all of you to die on the planet, so that the devil can try to steal your soul and get your power. There's plenty of them that he can do that with, because if you're not in a position where you have Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you're right with him and our Father in heaven, then the devil and his minions are going to grab you. But in your patience, possess ye your souls. You see why I emphasize that when I read that to you? Well, Hawk, you read that all the time. Well, you know what? No matter how many times I read it and I ask the Lord, Lord, give me a different scripture. I ask him tonight, Lord, I don't feel so good tonight. I'm kind of in problem myself. Will you put the words in my mouth tonight, Lord Jesus? Will you give me the scriptures you want me to read? And boy, he does it. I'm not going off of some, you know, outline for the program. You know, I'm going out of right straight from what the Lord puts in my spirit. And he's telling me that you ought to be ready to stand in the gap against evil and protect your families, but you got to understand what's going on. That's another thing. Lord Jesus, if you will provide a nice, gentle, soaking rain for the western states of the United States, from Montana, Idaho, Washington, California, all the way down the Dakotas, into the Central Plains, all the places, Lord, that you know you have drought, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, different places, Lord Jesus, West Texas, Wyoming, Nebraska. Lord, if you'll provide a nice, gentle, soaking rain for those areas and provide sufficient, and to bring back up the moisture in the ground, Lord, and the moisture in the reservoirs, so that thy people have water to drink. And mass migrations to get water are not coming or having to be fulfilled. That Colorado River supplies so many people with drinking water. Lord, if you'll fill that back up and fill the reservoirs back up on the west coast and in the western states and the mountain states, in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. And Lord Jesus, I've also, apparently there's been I'm just going to be a little quiet. You'll know who it is, Lord. There's somebody named BG that witnessed in a prison setting who was, let's say somebody who worked for the prison, witnessed in that prison setting a terrible stabbing of one of the prison guards employees. Very bad, Lord. Very bad stabbing. Lord Jesus, may you pray for the person and for the family of that person who got stabbed by the inmates. And Lord Jesus, will you go to BG's family and BG, and will you restore them to operating on a more normal basis and remove the trauma that they saw in witnessing and being involved to try to stop it and all of that. In your name, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord Jesus, will you touch BG and his family and also the victim and their family of the stabbing in the prison area? And you know where it was at, Lord. Will you touch them and will you, Lord Jesus, restore them? Will you heal them? Will you cleanse them of the pain, the guilt, the fear, all of the trauma of the incident? And for all of those, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. If you want to go to stevequayle.com, or if you want to call Steve at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. If you want to understand what's going on in this world, Steve Quayle has a special promotion. Buy two books and get one free. You can get True Legends, Tears, Empire Beneath the Ice, all the different stuff, all the wonderful books, Angel Wars, Aliens, Fallen Angels, the Giants books. You want to have your kids really get interested in something and lead them to the Lord through a different way, but with Lord Jesus, you can find him and you can get an understanding of what happened on this planet and of the giants and of the fallen angels who created those giants, but with an interesting subject that the kids can look at the giant pictures and all of that. Brother Quayle's books will inform you and will give you a pathway to the Lord Jesus in all cases as well. Weather wars and other unnatural disasters. Xenogenesis. All the different stuff that Steve has done is just incredible. If you buy two of his books, you get one free. Special promo. Go to stevequayle.com. You can click through on the banner. You can also get Steve Quayle's 2.0, Q-File 2.0, weekly podcast and new information for Steve Quayle. You can subscribe to that. I think that's about $9 or $10. And also the upcoming Extinction Protocols, a streaming broadcast event that Steve is putting together with all the different speakers. I'll tell you, they're good ones. Catherine Austin Fitz, Gary Haven, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She'll tell you about the COVID and the vaccines and all of that. Egon Van Graeers out of Switzerland, the Matterhorn Fund and all of that. He knows what's really going down with gold and silver. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brother Quayle, Lisa Haven, Paul Begley, Dave Hodges, Daniel Holdings. Great lineup. Streaming broadcast will be coming up. You can preload it. You can get it preloaded. Go to stevequayle.com, click through on Extinction Protocols, or call them at 406-586-4840. And incidentally, if you get Tyler or Steve or Daryl is a capable manager, any of them, they've also got other things. You can get a hold of night vision. You can get a hold of radiation detectors, all kind of stuff that Steve has. Ask him what other things. Ask him if they have access to long-term storage food, all of the stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think of ivermectin. I think of mezzo silver. Frank Keyes, just to reintroduce the story that I was told about mezzo silver by the owner of the company, Frank Keyes, who incidentally went out and got an inspector from the FDA to make sure that his plant was producing everything according to the best possible standards that could be done. Mezzo silver, back during the initial SARS corona novel virus outbreak, and back then it was in Hong Kong and to a certain degree in Canada. The SARS. And if you remember that era, there was a lot of practice inside the United States about setting up pestilence tents and setting up decontamination centers during that particular deal. Well, you see, they had to come back with SARS-CoV-19, didn't they? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Keyes, back in that era, started receiving orders out of Hong Kong for pallets full of meso silver in the 5-gallon carboy size, the big handled plastic jug of the carboy, 5 gallons each, and that he was getting pallet load after pallet load ordered to be sent to Hong Kong. He didn't quite realize what was going on with it, but at the same time, they were buying it, was getting paid for it, he shipped it to him. Large and large amounts. After SARS went bye-bye in Hong Kong and ceased to be an outbreak and a pandemic. Representatives or attorneys for allegedly the Red Chinese government or the Red Chinese military came to visit Frank Keyes and said, what's your price for your corporation, your company? And oh, and incidentally, we want you to continue to run it at a high level of salary. What's your price? Well, he considered their offers and the different stuff, and he eventually turned it down because he did not want to sell to the Red Chinese. But nevertheless, they bought tons of it through the Hong Kong, through different private sector things like health food stores and stuff. But I'm talking about pallet after pallet load of 5-gallon carboys, okay? Stacked on a pallet, 5-gallon, 5-gallon, pallet, you know, all up and down a pallet, and then multiple pallets at a time. Well, there must be something in that that's pretty good, because it does. The highest quality colloidal silvers will kill viruses, bacteria, parasites. It can help to use it to keep water, stuff out of water, to keep the water more pure, like the old timers on the plains, on the Conestoga wagons. Leaving on the Santa Cali Guide Trail, Santa Fe, California, Oregon trails, starting right out of Independence, Missouri. They used to put a silver dollar into the water or into the milk jug. A U.S. silver dollar. To try to keep the bacteria out because the little bit of the silver would come off. In the days and times of the plague. In Europe and in England. The rich people used silver plates. In Spain, they used the high-quality silver in Spain, and then in some of the English, wealthy English lords, French lords, would use silver plates and silver goblets, okay? And then a little bit of the wine or the whatever they were eating would etch away at the pure silver, you know, as pure silver as they could get, and would put it in their food, and it was helpful to defeat the plague. And they did not get the plague to the great degree that the public did. So that's food for thought. But you can go to stevequayle.com. You can also click right through on that, on the meso silver. And when you buy it in those big bulk 5-gallon deals, you'll save up to 67%. Might be another something to get. I also have reiterated over the years about Dr. Cass Ingram out of Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Dr. Cass Ingram had some kind of a viral infection. They didn't know what it was. They could not get rid of it. He eventually went to Mayo's. And he's in a physician, a big-time physician in the Chicago metro area in Buffalo Grove. Not far from Little Long Grove, where I always used to like to go sometimes years ago, prior to Christmas. Quaint little village. But anyway, Ingram was told to go back home and to prepare because they couldn't help him at the Mayo Clinic, allegedly. So he goes home and a neighbor brings him oil of oregano from a Mediterranean source. Well, he takes some of that He said, what have I got to lose? He takes some of that, the oregano, which now comes in capsules, by the way, so you don't have to have the very, you know, strong, pungent smell. But he took the oregano, and in a couple of days, he started to feel better. He couldn't believe it. Mayo had just told him to go home. They couldn't help him. All of his big doctor buddies in Chicago and everywhere, they couldn't help him. Didn't know what to give him. So Dr. Cass Ingram got better and lived, and then he went to North American Herbs and Spices, and they helped them find a source for this high-quality Mediterranean, you know, oregano. And he processed it to where he could get 73% content of carb recall. If you could get anything 70% or better, get that. There's also Whole Foods has their own private brand that's a 70% carb recall. I've taken that as well. But that kills viruses, kills bacteria. It's anti-inflammatory. Will help keep your lungs open. All right? That is something that would be good. D3. I think we're going to have more of this plague stuff. I think we're going to have more and more of this. I also think that they're going to come for the guns. I also think they're going to bust out the stock markets. Already what Biden is talking about with the reducing emissions, carbon emissions, 50% by 2030, that will destroy the United States economy. This is Red China Joe, the destroyer of America. Red China Joe, the destroyer of America. And the fact of the matter is, he doesn't even know what he's doing. Unless he's his double. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for him. Use high technology. Strike blows against the enemy. And those destroy America. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Nicky LaFleur of Nicky, beyond the optics, go. Oh, and all them buddies weren't so high. Are you out doing laps tonight? What's it take for laps to get my eye? Better. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare. Keep an eye on what's getting ready to happen. Every night to meet. Something go down, I don't forget. Time to take the pain out of the day. Get the next food, you find.